Ghoulish greetings, everyone. Those awesome tunes are courtesy of the amazing Bobby Mackey, and I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Now today it's a different place, all the same with a new face, with strange mysteries hanging in the air.
Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers Podcast part of your morning, day, night, whenever you listen and wherever you listen from tiny remote village to the biggest of cities and everything in between, it is greatly appreciated. This week's special city shoutouts take us to 8, Belgium, Bargersville, Indiana, Machala, Ecuador, Boulogne, Argentina, Bristol, England, and Merced, California. Definitely needed the passport for that bad boy. Today we find ourselves in King County, Washington, in a town called Black Diamond, just a stone's throw away from Seattle, and we venture over to Black Diamond Cemetery. It's on the smaller side. It's only 3.5 acres. You can find this fine burial ground on Morgan Street. It was founded in 1884. Black Diamond was a booming mining town, so this cemetery was actually established by the Black Diamond Coal Mining Company. And it was not only a burial ground for the miners, but also their families. And you know, when you look at your paycheck, you see a bunch of shit that's being taken out, right? Yada yada for this, yada yada for that. It's just kind of like, okay. Well, on the miners' paychecks, they actually had a graveyard fee, where a certain amount would be taken out every paycheck just for their burial. Kind of morbid, I totally get why, because a lot of these guys died very suddenly, and at least they had a backup plan. But still, it's kind of like, yep, this is for your burial right here, buddy. Mm-hmm. Wild stuff. Over 1,200 lie here eternally. And as we see in all mining towns, many of the miners came from different countries for a new beginning and a better life to provide for their families. People who are buried here came from Austria, Russia, Greece, Germany, Lithuania, Italy, Norway, Serbia, Sweden, Poland, Australia, Wales, and so many other incredibly awesome places. Besides miners and their families, many children are also buried here. Way too many kiddos who sadly died from illnesses and epidemics. The biggest killer? Smallpox. Black Diamond Cemetery is added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2000. Mines here in the area of Washington had proven to be much, much higher of quality and quantity when it came to coal than nearby states of Oregon and California. In fact, coal was thriving so much here that by 1904, they were getting anywhere from 700 to 800 tons every single day. And that's damned impressive in my book. Don't know about you guys, but yeah, pretty badass. And as we see with mining communities, we often hear about freak accidents or mine explosions that claim the lives of some or many of the miners. They see explosions here in Black Diamond in 1907, 1910, and 1915. April 26th, 1907, two mining carts are descending the Morgan Slope mine when an explosion on the sixth level takes place. This is 1,500 feet down below, and it's believed that a cave-in occurred the night before, and this is what caused the accumulation of gas. Four men, they died instantly. Five others followed them to the grave as they died a short time later due to their injuries. November 6th, 1910. There's an explosion in the Lawson Mine. A collapse occurs and sadly five of the miners' bodies were unable to safely be recovered, and they remain there to this very day. 16 miners with the Pacific Coast Company died that day. 10 were from Italy, 3 from Belgium, and 1 each coming from their respective countries, Finland, Austria, and Poland. HistoryLink.org shared this online. Quote, steps were then taken to locate the bodies on the upper end main slope. Crosscuts were started between air course and slope. One was 181 feet above the first level, and another was 281 feet from top of main slope. The upper crosscut was driven to strike the point on the main slope where the indicator showed the man car should be. The lower one to strike a point a little lower in case the bodies had rolled from the car. The upper crosscut came through just opposite where the car had stopped, and the bodies of the 11 men were brought to the surface. The bodies of the 5 men were not recovered. Unquote. Definitely heartbreaking stuff. And the worst, well, it is yet to come. November 16th, 1915. An explosion takes place in the Ravensdale coal mine and claims the lives of 31 men, 23 of whom left behind wives and children. I found more information about this heartbreaking incident on HistoryLink.org. Quote, that morning, a blown fuse knocked out the hoisting machinery and 100 men were sent home until the problem was fixed. If not for this, the extent of the disaster would have been much greater. Nearly 50 men were left on the job. At 1:24 p.m., 36 of them were down in the mine. At 1:25 p.m., a muffled explosion shook the earth, and smoke billowed out of the ground. Those in town knew immediately what had occurred. The Ravensdale mine was a dry mine, in that little or no moisture permeates the tunnels. Coal dust filled the passages, and it took only a spark to set it off. A sprinkler system was installed throughout the mine to dampen the air, but it obviously was not enough to prevent a disaster. Whatever ignited the dust was never determined. It could have been an improperly placed dynamite charge, which miners called a windy shoot, or possibly a miner carelessly lit a cigarette. In any case, the air in the mine burst into a violent fireball, killing most of the men horribly and instantaneously. Unquote. It's a really great article that gives intense and heartbreaking details of what happened to those men and what they went through. I fast forward a little through that article, and I'm going to read another portion right here. Quote, the blast was so great that 2 men standing at the mine's main entrance were knocked right off their feet. Ironically, these 2 men were in town selling accident insurance from the Pacific Mutual Life Insurance Company. By the time they got to their feet, hundreds were rushing over to start rescue operations. A major cave-in had occurred inside the main shaft, so all efforts had focused on the auxiliary entryway. Hasty phone calls were made to nearby mining communities to help in the rescue efforts. Nearby Black Diamond miners were on site within the hour, and by the end of the day, rescue units had arrived from as far as Roslyn, located on the other side of the Cascade Mountains. Matt Starwick, a former deputy sheriff and now a Ravensdale saloon keeper, also helped in the efforts. Unquote. By the end of this disaster, 12 miners, 8 laborers, 2 motorman men, 2 cagers, and 1 each, the pump man, shot firer, lumberman, foreman, track layer, haulage boss, and the president of the local miners union. They were all dead, killed in this horrible blast. 3 deadly incidents, each more deadlier than the last. Whether it's 1 death or 100 deaths, it's just way too much. Many believe this area to be extremely haunted. While others brush it off and try to debunk every single thing possible, even if it doesn't make much sense. But to each their own, it's okay. If we all believed in the same shit, it would be a very boring world, right? Well, at nighttime, some people have seen an unexplainable mist moving about the graves. On foggy nights, some passing through the area have claimed to see these odd balls of light just floating above the graves. Some believe this to actually be lanterns from the dead miners still searching for that coal, the very stuff that they died for. Others, well, they claim it's swamp gas. Other types of things one may experience here at Black Diamond Cemetery is smelling phantom scents, hearing unexplainable sounds like whistling when no one is around. Many believe this to be from the doomed miners who died so long ago in those very unfortunate mining accidents and explosions. Some have claimed to see a phantom horse roaming the cemetery grounds, with mining lanterns swinging from its sides. Besides the horse, folks have also seen apparitions of miners themselves roaming about. On Haunted Places, a gentleman shared that he was touched on the neck and the arm. He also smelled the phantom scent of gas. Obviously, this is connected to the mining days, and this person also managed to capture on camera a mist, perhaps manifesting into something, and also seeing a shadow figure of a man. I mean, that's a plethora of evidence right there. I love that when I'm at a location investigating and just so many things are taking place, and I'm leaving just on top of the moon, just like, wow, all of that happened? It's awesome. On Washington Haunted Houses, someone shared that while they were there, they got pushed by unseen forces, causing them to fall hard to the ground, and they actually got injured, so that's very unfortunate. That really sucks. Now, I have to think, was this malevolent, negative, maybe an aggressive spirit, or were they pushing the person out of harm's way so they would not get hurt in the explosion like they did? It's really hard to say, but I would like to hope that if that happened to me, I'd be like, well, maybe he was trying to save my skin, you know? Maybe he was trying to make it so I'm not dead like him. That's the way I would try to possibly look at it if I were in a location like that where many men were killed in this brutal, sudden fashion. An explosion, right? So that's just me, obviously. Who knows? There were people on site that actually witnessed this person being pushed. And yet another person shared on the site that when they were there, just out of nowhere, they felt this really bad pain in their chest and they were dealing with a killer headache. They also heard whispering sounds and the sounds of tree branches crackling and snapping. And meanwhile, someone else shared that while there, they did not feel anything negative, nor did they get sick like others may, possibly, but they did experience something on the neat side. They were by the pinwheel. There's a pinwheel there, I guess. And it was a very nice, calm day. No wind, no gusts, no breeze, no nothing, you know? But the pinwheel starts moving all on its own. They stared at this thing for quite some time, just, you know, being pushed by unseen forces, just going, 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 going. And later on, while looking at their photos, they look and they noticed, quote, light flares, unquote, and something that resembled a, quote, head, collared neck, and shoulders, unquote. What those poor families and the community itself went through as they dealt with every single one of these fatal explosions, again, the next worse than the last. I cannot imagine what they went through. Just having to bury these men. Or, in the one case, never being able to bury them. Forever buried in that collapse. I really truly hope that these miners who died are finally at peace and are reunited with their families. Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others. They are all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single one yet? No need to fret. Just hit up any of those terrific podcast platforms, such as Overcast, Downcast, Castbox, Spotify, Podcast Republic, basically wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts. You'll probably find Paranormal Prowlers podcast lurking in the background. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day, and I will
see you next week.
The outro music is courtesy of the amazing Kent Anantaki from the amazing La Posada Hotel in Winslow, Arizona. Take it away, Kent.